Topping tonight's KPLA News, Federation President says, quote, "I just don't understand it. I appoint someone a diplomat and they leave the Federation." While addressing a full session of the Federation Council, the Federation President today said, quote, "I just don't understand that I appoint someone a diplomat and they leave the Federation." In an effort to curtail this mysterious loss of personnel, the President canceled all future diplomatic missions until further notice, and then ordered the recall of all current diplomatic missions so that they may explain their unusual actions. When asked whether some planets would see the recalling of Federation diplomats as an act of war, the President replied, quote, "If they do, they can take it up with our ambassadors." In other news, Federation dock workers staged a protest rally yesterday to show their frustration at having to constantly repair battle-damaged starships. One dock worker had this to say, "It seems like every time you turn around, there are two or three more waiting for repairs, and the Klingons haven't fully mobilized yet." A representative of Starfleet responding to the charges said this, "Well, we can't help it, the Klingons are just kicking our, no comment." In a show of solidarity, the makers of White Flags and the Federation Treaty Writers Association staged sympathy protests to show their support for the dock workers. A spokesman for the Treaty Writers Association said, "You can only write 'We surrender' so many times before you start to get discouraged." In financial news, the makers of Hooked on Phonics reported yesterday that their fastest-growing language disc is now Klingon, surpassing such old favorites as Vulcan, Andorian, and French. Besides normal lessons like traditional Klingon greeting, the discs are said to contain such useful phrases as, "We surrender," "Stop shooting, we surrender already," and "Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not an ambassador." One Wall Street analyst had this to say about the news, "It's great that they're selling so many of them, but it is somewhat unnerving that they're all being bought by Starfleet." This portion of Cases and Crime in the Morning is being brought to you by the Imperial Diplomatic Corps, who remind you, don't make us reach across this table.